Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Ehsan Aziz, Ahsanazig, date of service 10/24/2024, date of birth 2/5/1983, date of accident is 10/19/2023. Mr. Ehsan Aziz is a gentleman who was rear-ended at a red light on 10/19/2023. As a restaurant driver, leading to various symptoms including mild to moderate headaches, pain in the neck and the lower back and right shoulder, with difficulty in abduction and forward flexion, weakness of the right upper extremity and radiation of the pain and numbness and tingling from lower back to the both legs posteriorly. Patient has been undergoing physical therapy and chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, home exercises. And he has been working now full-time as a driver. The pains, according to him, are still continuing in the neck at around 6, lower back is 8, and right shoulder is 6. He tells me that he can lift up to 160 degrees of abduction and forward flexion in the shoulder, and there is no alleged weakness of the upper arm anymore or lower extremity. He also do not have any radiation of pain from neck to the upper extremity or lower back to the lower extremities at all. No numbness, tingling, no pain, shooting pain. However, his pain can be 8 if he is not taking medication. He still wants to have some more physical therapy. His ADLs are affected 8. 25% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs, for system review, for the substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 167 over 106, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same as previous visit dated 9/26/2024, dictation number 0930-002. Please mention in the shoulder examination that the range of motion is 160 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, motor power 5/5, Hawken-Kennedy test is positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is still positive, speed test, near test is positive. In the plan of care, patient is provided physical therapy to continue for the neck and the lower back and right shoulder for 2 times a week, traction and massage. He is released to regular duty work. No other disabilities are checked. His MAPS and labs have been reviewed and the patient is otherwise stable. He has been advised about his other options in treatment, which is for the right shoulder. There was a finding of osteoarthritis of AC joint, osteoarthritis of the shoulder joint with thinning of the labrum, and long head of biceps tendonitis and subacromial subdeltoid bursitis requiring a series of steroid injections. In the cervical spine, patient is having a broad-based disc herniation at C3-4, C5-6 and C6-7 requiring 2 epidural injection with steroid, while at L4, L5 and L5S1, patient has another disc herniation requiring 4 to 5 injections of the lumbar spine. So far, the patient has not agreed or provided consent for these injections, and none of the injection therapy has been done. When he chooses to do them, they'll be scheduled. So far, the patient continues on his previous treatment as he chooses. Mobic is provided 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Orpram is provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Alavil is provided 50 milligram PRN for sleep, GAD disorder and pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.